Hello and welcome to a shiur on Korach Beis, which is a combination of quite a few sichos that the Rebbe said in the year Tavshin Lamed Beis, 1972. And interesting, the combination of those five brinyans we already learned twice in this project Likutei Sichos cycle. First, we learned it in a Truma Sicha, Truma Beis, and then we learned it in Pikudei Gimel. In Chelek Yud Aleph, and this is Korach Beis. The other sichas focused on the end of Maseches Midos. This focuses on the beginning of Maseches Midos, and it's quite an in-depth what we call Lamed Shesicha. It's a pilpul. The Rebbe said it on Yud Shvat as a siyum. The Rebbe gave an introduction about Maseches Midos as not the Masechta that many people learn. And focus on, there's no Gemara on it. And that's why interesting, the Rebbe says that we know that it says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon is mentioned in every Masechta, and yet you don't find him in Maseches Midos. And the answer is because Rav Shimon was taught in the Ofen of Pilpul, discussion and going deep and etc. And that's not what Maseches Midos is all about. And therefore, it's not in the category of those Masechtas where Rav Shimon is mentioned. And this sicha goes in the direction of understanding what is the definition of lishamrei, to watch over the Beis HaMikdash, which is a job, and is referenced in this week's Parshas Korach, in the aftermath of Korach's terrible mistake. Hashem talks about guarding the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, Shmiras HaMikdash, watching over the Mikdash, is a mitzvah saseh. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs, so it's a positive mitzvah. And even though there's no fear from enemies or thugs and thieves, its guarding is out of honor and respect. You cannot compare a castle that has guards to a castle that does not have guards. Now, this mitzvah was done by night. And who are the ones that watch over the Kohanim and the Levim? Like we learned in the Parsha, you, Aaron, and your children with you will be lifnei ayala edus, in front of the Mishkan, etc., etc. Now, the Rebbe goes into many, many questions. As this is more an insight, I want to focus on one specific nekuda, one point. Ultimately, why did we have to protect the Beis HaMikdash? We said it's honor. If it's honor, then the question is, why by day? Why by day don't you? And by night you do. So the Rebbe references a Rosh, one of the Rishonim, who says, Kavod HaMikdash shelo mimenu. It's the honor of the Mikdash that you never, the people never, their mind never leaves thinking about it. Not by day and not by night. But then, wow, fine. So you don't want Hesed Hadas. You don't want to stop thinking about it. Says the Rebbe, by day you're doing the Avodah. And the Avodah is making sure that your Das is staying on it. By night, that there's no Avodah. And the Rebbe says that we're literally talking about once everything's done in the Beis HaMikdash till we start the day again, that time to make sure there's no Hesech Hadas and that people are focused and there's intention on the Mikdash and what it's all about. Therefore, it had to have that Shmira. And the Rebbe compares it to Tefillin, that a person's never supposed to be Mesiach Das. That's by the way why we don't wear Tefillin the whole day like they used to, because we don't have that much mindfulness and be able to focus on our tefillin all the time. So this idea of absolute intention is what literally guards the Beis HaMikdash. That's the kavod. Not so much the people walking, but the people walking with intention. And I want to focus on something the Rebbe actually says in brackets in Oisvav. Val derech zeh, and likewise, al pi maamar Chazal, according to what the Chazal say, that whoever the Beis HaMikdash has not been built in their day, it's as if it was destroyed. And over there, the source is the Yerushalmi. Kol dar she'enei nivna b'yamav. The Yerushalmi in Yuma says, every generation that the Mikdash is not built, ma'ilin alav kilu hu hechrivay. It's considered as if that person destroyed it, which is quite harsh. According to the opinion that the Rebbe references, the Ragachaver, that the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed is a constant. It's not a once-off event that happened 1950 years ago, but it's a constant. So the Rebbe says that you could now understand the Tayelas, the benefit of learning Maseches Midas, to remember the sizes and the way the Beis HaMikdash was built, because when the Beis HaMikdash would be built, you'll have to watch over and do things exactly the way they were. But says the Rebbe, but the fact that we're learning about it now, and we're not Messiah Das now, Hareze gam ata churban Beis HaMikdash, bedagasai depalten sheish lav shem. The churban Beis HaMikdash, our destroyed Beis HaMikdash, still is being guarded. Why? Because we are learning about the Beis HaMikdash. And this gives such a geschmack. And, you know, in a few weeks, we're reaching the 3 weeks. If Chas v'Shalom Mashiach's not here. And one of the things that Rebbe Kachten very much is that during the 3 weeks, every day we should learn Beis HaBchira, we should learn about the Beis HaMikdash. And this gives a whole different meaning, a richer meaning. And that is that what you're literally keeping the Beis HaMikdash alive, the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah, l'shamra, you're actually, if I may use my own words, you're doing a mitzvah saseh midaraisa when you're watching over the Beis HaMikdash by not being a Sikh Das, by learning it. Because now that the Rebbe was Mechadish based on the Rush, the Rebbe added the insight based on the Rush, that the idea of being a Shomer, the Beis HaMikdash, is that you're constantly mindful. When a person is mindful, they're literally creating that mitzvah. They're guarding the Beis HaMikdash, and they're doing the mitzvah, which is an incredible, incredible insight into that campaign. The Rebbe wanted us, each and every one of us, should learn Hilchos Beis HaBchira. And I think that there's a strong lesson over here in the power of intention. That's, you know, sometimes a person could just guard and just walk around the building. But when's the covet? The covet is not just that there's a body with feet walking, that you're doing it with mindfulness. Not mitzvah sanashim ilamada, not like a person that's doing it on autopilot. To do it with intention, to do it with our whole heart, even something that seems as basic and menial as just being a guard of the Beis HaMikdash, you're honoring the Beis HaMikdash. And how do you honor it? Through your head, as much as the fact that your body's standing there. Each and every one of us can guard over our own Yiddishkeit, our own Beis HaMikdash. And a big part of that is the mindfulness, keeping our mind on track. L'chaim.